This is Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
JBL Tour Pro 3 earbuds are for those who don't conform to the standard.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to get into some touchscreen technology, how about the smart charging case, clear sound? These are not standard things. You're only going to get them with the JBL Tour Pro 3, baby.
And I love the sound of JBL when it goes... These earbuds are packed with innovation because you can't stand out by following others.
Touchscreen smart charging case for one-touch control, instant EQ customization, true adaptive noise canceling, and the one-of-a-kind audio transmitter, which can plug and play with everything from game consoles to in-flight entertainment. What more could you want? First doesn't follow. Grab a pair at JBL.com.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with my good colleague, Joseph Sternberg. He's in London. He helps me interpret the London culture. There is this moment, a Labour government in power for several years now, more, and Sir Keir Starmer gets all the attention because he's the Prime Minister, but there's a member of Labour, Angela Rayner, who's known as Red Rayner. She's quite spectacular, and I expect to see her at PM someday, perhaps. However, right now, she's worked up something called a workers' rights, and it includes a banter ban. Joe, this is quite fantastic in a land where we worship the First Amendment. But in any event, why are clerks in grocery stores wearing body cams? Thank you, Joe.
Well, John, I this is one of the strange quirks of British life, because I think Americans tend to perceive the UK as a very polite country, and for the most part it is. There's a weird problem over here with people behaving in a very abusive manner toward customer service staff, and I think that oftentimes it's because the customer service is poor, not necessarily as a result of the individual employees, but just because you have a very stodgy corporate mindset here, and the computer often says no when the employee tries to do something, and then the customer gets very frustrated. And so I think that my read on what the Labour government is trying to do here is crack down on this issue of customers, you know, yelling at or getting in fights with customer service staff. But then, of course, they end up writing it in such an expansive way that it raises the danger that you're going to have pub landlords policing the jokes that their customers are telling in hearing of the staff and that sort of thing. And I think it's just representative of this deeper cultural problem that the UK has, which I think is becoming spreading across other parts of the West, too, where we all just seem to be forgetting how to behave around each other. And then that prompts calls for the government to step in and do something, and the government inevitably ends up doing the wrong thing.
The free speech campaigner Lord Young of Acton says the opinions on political, moral, religious, or social matters should have exemptions from harassment law. That's about the total list of what people get upset about, Joe. So you've got a tension here. But am I right to say the First Amendment is something that we take for granted here, but it doesn't much exist in Britain? How is it living there without the First Amendment?
Well, I think that there is definitely a tradition of free speech in this country. I mean, remember, that tradition is where we Americans got our own concept of the First Amendment. But it has always been more fluid here and more subject to constraint, perhaps because they never codified it in quite explicit terms that we did in our Constitution. I think that there is also a sense that people might be a bit more tolerant of some of these restrictions if they think that it is going to help the society to function in a more cohesive way. But I think that there are becoming to be much greater tensions than there used to be on that score, partly because people...
We have 30 seconds, Joe, 30 seconds.
Well, I mean, partly it's because people are just much more willing to claim that speech is a form of violence or that they are actively harmed in some way by speech that they disagree with. So I think that the goalposts are shifting on both ends of the playing field here.
Joseph Sternberg, member of the editorial board of The Wall Street Journal, and writes political economics. I recommend highly the column that's now on The Wall Street Journal website.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
When it comes to broccoli salad, Ohio, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. Everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows that tangy zip. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip in all your favorite recipes. Buy now and get your tang on, Ohio.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of network busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.